This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm going to continue talking today about homesickness. The second section will look at a number of factors. Last week, you'll recall, I talked about homesickness, and I said that homesickness has been around for a long time. Indeed, the Celts had a lot of trouble with being away from hearth and home. They called it the most difficult burden to bear. Secondly, I said it's a heart affliction, in that it hits us when we're vulnerable. Thirdly, I said it can create tremendous doubt and a desire to return home. Today, I want to talk about the heart affliction and treatment for it, since today is the day of the heart. An observation first. Our heart affects men and women differently. Duh, that's so obvious. But men and women process emotions and connections with emotions in many different ways. Women sometimes feel like they're all tangled up between emotions and connections with those emotions, while men seem to be able to disconnect. I don't know if that's a good thing, though. I think there are many ways that women that I know process and handle feelings and emotions much better than myself or other men do. I want you to think about, men, what you can do for the woman in your life this week, especially with regard to the heart, because I think it's important that we sort of set up today and this week as that symbolic place where we do a lot of thinking about the heart. So if we're looking for treatments of the heart, where do we look? What sorts of issues do we think about? Well, the first treatment that I suggested last week was to create more home-like places, experiences, and feelings specifically. I want us to think and talk about today a heart and feeling place for us as a couple. This is important, and I'm sorry that I may be ignoring some of my single friends, but we'll get back to a more generic form of treatment next week. Please bear with me on this special day. The first thing that we need to look at in terms of building more home-like or heart-like places is building appropriate memories. Now, as I think through this, you know, this is not going to be easy for us. Well, it's not going to be easy for you if you're in a place that's very dissimilar to what home was like for you. And it's going to need to be probably some great big differences. For example, on Valentine's Day in the United States, there's a lot of card sharing and gifts and people expressing their love, people sending bouquets of flowers, telegrams, and going out to eat in a lot of different places. I'd say in my community, which is not one of the more heavily restaurantized communities, there are still hundreds of options within a 30-minute drive for me and my wife to have a nice, quote, romantic, heartful evening. And you may not have any of those options. You may not have any place to go out to eat. So we have to figure out, well, what is some of the issues underlying these celebrations of the heart that we can focus on? Well, bear with me as I think about that. I think one of the key elements of this is a time by yourselves as a couple, a time and place and space. I think this is important. Space might be a little difficult to accomplish, but I know of some people that they didn't have a chance to get out, but they did have a multiple-story apartment or living facility, and they had an opportunity to get an hour or two for the kids to be taken care of by somebody in the living room area, and they could be in their own space. It could have been the bedroom, or it could have been up on the roof. I know of one family that had a very nice home that had a rooftop place that they could have kind of a quiet meal together. Space is important. Space is something that you need to strive for, I think, as an underlying thing opposed to just the typical going out for dinner. Some couples have taken this and said, how do married couples express their love, affection, and commitment for each other in this context? where we're living now. And they discovered that there were some specific ways that were different, but not necessarily different symbolically. So this couple went and got the particular gift that was appropriate. Is your context like that? Is there something that you can get that may not have romantic connections in back home, but it has the connections where you are, and it allows you to express yourself that way? So as you look at that, we've talked about the gift or the symbol. We've talked about space. Sometimes, you know, we think about, well, we have this special restaurant that we always went to, and we went to it for 10 years in a row, and now we're over here, and there's nothing like that. There's nothing even similar. Well, that's great. So you can have two dissimilar places. Find some place that can become tradition for you for the next period of time while you are where you are. It's great to check to find new traditions. Never think of new traditions as somehow second best. There's not better or worse. They're just different, and they're new, and they widen the repertoire of behaviors that you have in your relationship that allows you to do things. Let's look at this time that you're not at home, but that you're someplace else, as a time to get new things, new places, new behaviors, new whole traditional issues going that you can probably find yourself wishing you had access to when you're back at home, should you return home for an extended period of time. These will build the memories that we have and give us that more home-like connection and the more heart-like connection in honor of today. And somehow or other, it'll over time replace some of the homesickness and the heart sickness feelings we have with warm and genuine feelings for this place where we are. And then we will feel more comfortable there. Yeah, I know. It's horribly or terribly or wonderfully or awfully optimistic on my part. But I'm really working with you here because I want you to really continue to develop an awareness of who you are here and a satisfaction, an increasing satisfaction of who you are here so that you can feel more comfortable. Remember, I'm real devious about that, so we have to be careful about that with me. Now, can you do something special for each other? Well, I hope so. I suggested that you listen to what your informants are saying, those surrogate family members that you have around you, your uncles, your brothers and sisters in the in-country, your hosts, and what do they say that they do? Maybe there's something that one of your friends does that you want to try and do yourself. It's a different sort of thing. It's not something that they normally would do even in their own culture, but they have latched onto it. And that's something that could be very good. I know some people find themselves going to a Western hotel for dinner. That may be a wonderful opportunity to get away, have your space, feel safe and secure and comfortable. And you may continue to do that, but that's maybe not something that you can afford to do all the time. So we don't want to build anything into something that's out of your reach financially, logistically, or whatever. We want to build in things that are relatively easy to do or to accomplish. As you think about the rest of this week, this heart week, maybe you do a lot of things getting ready to it, and you're sitting there feeling wonderfully confident about how many great things you did. But let's see the next 6-7 days before our next radio program. Is there something special that you can do? I want you to think of 3 things that you could do this week that would express the heart. Man, I want you to do some things that would tell your spouse that you are really feeling positive, that you really want them to continue to develop heart-like feelings of home for this new place. And women, I want you to look and see how your husband does, how your spouse does. What are some things that you've noticed? And maybe by the weekend, give yourselves an evaluation to see if anything has happened. Do it halfway through the week or whatever so you can make good, I suppose. Well, we're about ready to be closing today. So as you think about this, have a good time with your hearts this week. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.